This is a radical thought from God's Word. I'm Rick Lancaster. Let's look at a verse or two and see what the Lord might say to us. Today's a radical thought comes out of Exodus 20, verse 6, and it reads as follows: "But I lavish my love on those who love me and obey my commandments, even for 1,000 generations. Here in the middle of the second commandment is this fantastic statement about the love of God. The second commandment tells us not to create or manufacture an image of God. It also tells us not to bow down to any image. Even if you do find an image of Jesus in your grandmother's meatloaf, just thank God for it and eat it. Don't bow down to it. Don't worship it. Don't make a big deal out of it. God is so serious about this commandment that he takes 3 verses to express how he feels about this matter. The reason God gives that we shouldn't bow down to other gods is that he is a jealous God. God will not share our love with anything or anyone else. His love for us is limitless. It is infinite. It never ends. And because he loves us so much, he expects us to direct our love back to him. And when we don't, it upsets him because it's what we were created for. And it's why we exist, is to love God and to worship him. When we direct our love to something else, God considers that idol worship. Now, of course, it doesn't apply to the love that he has given us to others, like our spouse or our children, unless we allow that love for others to replace him in our hearts. And there are people that do that, and it's a dangerous thing. God is so serious about this that he will punish those who choose to love something or someone other than him. Now, that should give us pause, but it's our verse for the day that grabbed me. God created us to worship him and to obey him. Our verse tells us that if we'll do that, God will lavish his love on us. I love that word. He'll lavish his love on us. That word is so cool. You know, to lavish is to give abundantly and without limits. This verse teaches us that if we will love God and obey his commands, he will give us his love without limitations. When I lavish my love upon my wife, which I try to do, I'm doing everything that I can to make her life as great and blessed and joyous as I possibly can. The problem with me lavishing my love upon my wife is that I am limited. I can only do so much, and even the stuff that I do is not perfect. Another problem is that I don't know enough to make her life all that it could be. My knowledge is limited also. God doesn't have those problems. He knows exactly how to make our lives as good as they can be. And he also has unlimited resources and power to make whatever he desires come to pass. All I have to do to experience that lavishing of God's love is to love him and obey him. You know, here's the amazing part about that. Even the ability to love God and obey him are gifts that he gives us through the power of the Holy Spirit. God commands us to love him and to obey him, and then gives us the Holy Spirit so that we can, because without the Holy Spirit, we could only love ourselves. God loves you so much, and he has done so much for you, and he wants you to love him back. And one of the ways we prove we love him is by obeying him. Can you imagine what it might be like to experience the unlimited love of God being poured into your life? We can, and we can do more than just imagine it. We can actually experience it. All we have to do is love him and obey him. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, help us to experience the lavishing of God's love upon our lives. God bless you. Have a radical day with Jesus. This was A Radical Thought. If you enjoyed this brief message, consider subscribing to this podcast. We publish 3 times a week. Go to aradicalthought.com for more information and to see other podcasts and resources by Rick Lancaster. Have a radically blessed day.